Hello, and welcome to A Course in Miracles for Regular People. I'm your host, Reverend Robin. In this podcast, we read and discuss the text of A Course in Miracles. I also have another podcast that is reading and discussing the daily workbook lessons. That one is called A Course in Miracles Daily Workbook Lessons for Regular People. I love talking with people about A Course in Miracles and the daily lessons, and I welcome interaction and feedback. There are several ways you can reach out to me if you'd like to chat. I'm on Twitter at ACIMFOR. I have a Facebook page called A Course in Miracles for Regular People. You can email me at ACIMFRP, that's A Course in Miracles for Regular People, ACIMFRP@gmail.com. Or you can simply go to anchor.fm and leave me a voice message. Actually, you can also make donations on Anchor if you'd like to support this podcast, and I'd really appreciate that. Now let's get started with today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode number 93. We will be continuing in chapter 4, Illusions of the Ego, and we will be continuing in section 7, Creation and Communication. All right, before we jump into the text, I want to take a minute and review the takeaways from the previous episode. Number one, the ego mind can refuse to use real communication to return to spirit, which is the real state of quote-unquote being. But that doesn't mean that the mind actually lost its ability to communicate. Number two, the ego reacts differently to different situations based on what it feels is needed in each situation. In contrast, spirit reacts in the same way to everything it knows is true, and anything that it knows is not true, it completely ignores. It doesn't respond at all. And number three, only beings of a like order can truly communicate. All right, picking up at paragraph 4. I'll read the paragraph, and then I'll go back and break it down. That's the way I've been doing it, and I think it works well. Existence, as well as being, rests on communication. Existence, however, is specific in how and what and with whom communication is judged to be worth undertaking. Being is completely without these distinctions. It is a state in which the mind is in communication with everything that is real. To whatever extent you permit this state to be curtailed, you're limiting your sense of your own reality, which becomes total only by recognizing all reality in the glorious context of its real relationship to you. This is your reality. Do not desecrate it or recoil from it. It is your real home, your real temple, and your real self. Going back to the beginning of paragraph 4. Existence, as well as being, both rest on communication. Existence, however, is specific in how, what, and with whom communication is judged to be worth undertaking. So, quote-unquote, being is spirit, and quote-unquote, existence is physical. It's the physical that decides how, what, and with whom communication is worth undertaking. Spirit communicates with all that is real at the same time, and it ignores everything else, just as we just said in the review of last week's episode. Continuing. Being is completely without these distinctions. It is a state in which the mind is in communication with everything that's real. So everything that's real is within and of God, so communication is instantaneous with everyone. Continuing, to whatever extent you permit this state, the state of being, of knowing that we are within and of God, and to whatever extent we permit that state to be curtailed, to be reduced or diminished, that's curtailing the recognition of our state of being. We can't change our true being because we didn't create ourselves. So, to whatever extent you permit this state to be curtailed, you are limiting your own sense of reality. Yes, limiting our sense of what we are, not what we are. which becomes total. So our sense of what we are becomes total only by recognizing all reality in the glorious context of its real relationship to you. So everything that exists is within and created of the energy that God is. We're within God, and we are made of God. Continuing, this is your reality. Do not desecrate it or recoil from it. Don't say or believe that that's not true. We're taught that saying that we're less than God is being humble. It's not. It's false humility and it's blasphemy. Continuing, it is your real home, this state of being, is your real home, your real temple, and your real self. Being within and of God, being within God, is our real home. Being made of what God is our temple. And those two things are our real self, our true being. So think about what all that means. Our Creator created us in His own image and likeness, and we're creators just like He is. And we create the same way He does with our mind. So if we create with our mind, and that is what we do, we can create our lives the way we want them to be. So if we begin to elevate our spirit mind above the physical mind, the spirit mind creates then what it is that we truly want in life. And all the pain and suffering that we experience in this physical realm, that then is curtailed. All that stuff is a result of us not realizing the connection that we really have, that we really are with God. Continuing with paragraph 5. God, who encompasses all being, created beings who have everything individually, but who want to share it to increase their joy. Nothing real can be increased except by sharing. That is why God created you. Divine abstraction takes joy in sharing. That is what creation means. How, what, and to whom are irrelevant. Because real creation gives everything, since it can create only like itself. Remember that in the kingdom there is no difference between having and being as there is in existence. In the state of being, the mind gives everything always. And that's exactly what I was just saying in breaking down of paragraph 4. This is so empowering to know, to recognize, to really understand and get. All of that is the reason that I study this work. I believe that we're supposed to live as Jesus did on earth. No one and no thing could do anything to Jesus without his permission. And that's what I want my life to be. And that's what I want everyone else to know too, that all the pain and suffering that is experienced in the physical realm, it comes from a sense of lack, a sense of incompletion. And just as everything we want it because we think we'll feel better in the having of it. The fact that we think we'll feel better is an indication that we don't feel as good as we think we can, and that indicates a sense of lack. Well, I think that's enough for today. So here are my takeaways from this episode. Number one, existence and being both depend on communication. If we exist in the physical, we communicate with others who exist in the physical. In spirit, there's constant true communication. Number two, the difference is that the physical is very specific in its communication, who it communicates with, how it communicates, and what it communicates about. But spirit is very abstract. There is no discrimination between individuals so any communication is between everyone and everything simultaneously. And number three, God, who encompasses all being, created beings who have everything individually, but who want to share it to increase their joy. Nothing real can be increased except by sharing.